May the Lord grant us the grace of prayer and supplication. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking, "Thank you, daughter, for being obedient to my son's directive. This example of miraculous protection is from continued prayer and belief in what you are praying, trusting that you will be covered in times of trouble." And here Mother Mary is referring to getting out the message of the true story of a U.S. Marine who prayed daily and sometimes two and three times a day since he was a child, a prayer to Saint Michael, which is, "Michael, Michael of the morning, fresh cord of heaven adorning, keep me safe today, and in times of trouble, drive the devil away. Amen." The Marine named Michael was stationed in Korea in 1950 and had experienced, while facing sure death, seven communists firing shots at point-blank range, and he was isolated from his outfit. Saint Michael the Archangel showed up and with his sword took out all seven of them. Only one bullet hit Michael and he went down, but just before blacking out, he recalls that he was lifted up by Saint Michael and was carried to safety. Michael's commanding officer saw the whole confrontation from a distance and was in shock as to how Michael was not only alive, but not one bullet was fired from his rifle, and all seven communists were killed by a sword. Blessed Mother continued, "War will soon come upon you, and this powerful prayer of protection needs to go out to soldiers and civilians alike. My children, when you truly believe and trust in the words you are praying, that is when the effectiveness of the prayer ignites with divine light and miracles occur and inhabitants of heaven rush to intercede. Please avoid the routine of robotic prayers and pray from the heart, allowing your emotions, tears, and travails to spill forth. Continuous prayer is what I am calling all my children to do. Pray for the conversion of all lost sheep. Pray for hearts to be healed for those who have been traumatized as children, and pray for those who have caused others to stray from my son and have grown cold in their faith. Visualize what you are praying for and be intentional when you pray. When you do this, your sighs, cries, and intentions stir up the great cloud, and then the multiplier effect activates. Pray, my dear ones, and prepare those for what is coming." And that was the end of Our Lady's message. God bless you and keep you all, dear heart dwellers.